I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front this morning.
There we go. All right. Come on down, guys. You want to? Kathy, you get this? Hi, I saw some of you here yesterday. Raking leaves, playing in leaves, doing all kinds of fun things with leaves. Yeah. Hi, Darcy. Good morning. How are you? So those of you who were able to help us yesterday, we thank you very much for that. And we thank all of you for being here with us this morning. This morning, this is Laurie Goodman, one of our worship associates, is going to share the story with you. And Kathy Fletcher is going to show the pictures. So, Laurie, I think you're wired there.
Good morning. Okay. Friday was Veterans Day, and that's a day that we honor the men and women who have served our country in times of war. People who volunteer to go to war show a form of altruism, and I don't know if you know that word. Altruism means caring about and protecting others, often people we don't even know, even when it might put ourselves at risk of losing our own security and safety. Altruism is the highest form of love. Today we're going to read a story to you about the people of Denmark during World War II who also showed altruism towards their countrymen. All right, page one. Oh, yes. The Yellow Star, The Legend of King Christian X of Denmark by Carmen Agra Didi. Early in the year 1940 in the country of Denmark, there were only Danes. Tall Danes, stout Danes, old Danes, silly Danes, cranky Danes, and even some great Danes. But no matter how different from each other they seemed, the Danes held one thing in common. All were loyal subjects of their beloved king, King Christian X. Every morning their king rode alone and unprotected along the streets of Denmark's capital, Copenhagen. "Who's that?" a curious visitor once asked. "Why, that's our king, King Christian," his Danish host responded. "Without a bodyguard?" asked the astonished guest. "My friend," came the proud reply, "a king so loved needs no bodyguard. We Danes would all stand together in defense of our king." Little did the Danes know how much they would need their wise king in the dark days to come. Like a fierce storm, war was spreading across Europe, and even good Christian was powerless to stop it. Soon, Nazi soldiers gathered like dark clouds at the Danish border. Their arrival in Copenhagen brought food shortages, curfews, and a new flag, which was hung at the king's palace. The flag stood for war and fear and hatred. The Danes watched and waited to see what their king would do. King Christian sent a soldier to remove the flag. When the Nazi officer discovered that the flag was missing, he demanded to see the king and asked, "Who took down the flag?" "I sent a soldier to remove it," replied the king. "Oh, you did you? Well, tomorrow another will fly in its place," the Nazi officer boasted. "Then tomorrow I will send another soldier to remove it," countered the king. "And I will have that man shot," threatened the Nazi. Leaning forward, King Christian said evenly, "Then be prepared to shoot the king, for I will be that soldier." The Nazi flag did not fly over the palace again. The missing flag became a powerful symbol of resistance, and King Christian's subjects would pass the palace gates just to see where it had once hung. Yet it was only a small victory. The king and his people's greatest test was still to come. The terrible news arrived quietly with leaflets that fluttered down on the city of Copenhagen. The leaflets said, "Effective immediately, all Jews must sew onto their clothing a yellow star, which must be visible at all times." The people of Denmark were frightened. They had heard terrible stories. In some places, once Jews wore the yellow star, they were taken away and not heard from again. As before, the people looked to their king. This time, their king was as frightened as his people. Without the yellow star to point them out, the Jews looked like any other Danes. Gentiles and Jews were all Danish subjects who worshiped God in different ways. If King Christian called on the tiny Danish army to fight, Danes would die. That night, King Christian stood on his balcony. The sky was filled with the light of many stars. If you wish to hide a star, wondered the king to himself, where would you put it? His eyes searched the heavens. Of course, he thought. The answer was so simple. You would hide it among its sisters. The king summoned his tailor. Now, a tailor, you probably know, is someone who makes suits and clothes. The tailor arrived and listened to the king's surprising request. We only have an hour before I ride at dawn, the king said urgently. Can you complete the task in time? Yes, your highness, I'll begin immediately, the tailor bowed respectfully. And do you understand what this means? The king insisted. I do, your highness, as will all your subjects, he answered with pride. I trust they will, whispered the king, placing as much faith in his Danish subjects as they had in him. The following morning, the king of Denmark, with courage and defiance, rode alone through Copenhagen. He was dressed in his finest clothing. As they watched him pass, the subjects of King Christian understood what they should do. And once again, in the country of Denmark, there were only Danes. Can someone tell me what the people of Denmark did based on looking at that picture? What did they do? What about the stars? Yeah? Sorry?
They wore
the stars. And by wearing the stars, it meant that everyone in Copenhagen had on a yellow star, so that the Nazis couldn't tell who was Jewish and who was Christian, so everybody was safe.
Because they were all Danes.
They were all Danes. So it's just a wonderful story that talks about people putting other people before their own safety so that everybody can be safe. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you for that wonderful story, Laura. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.